on the age and on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La'amruka, by your life, innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahoon. The enemies are in a blind stupor about you. And the very famous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Verily, you are on the highest pedestal of good character. So these are just four ayat that I have actually related. But there are lots of other ayat and lot of other indications in the Quran which makes it abundantly clear that Allah Ta'ala has already kept the position and the honor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in such a place, unblemished, untouched, and cannot in any way be harmed or touched by the extent of a dot, alhamdulillah. Now, my respected friends and brothers, we come to another aspect and we ask ourselves, what would our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what would he have said? What would his response have been? Just assuming, hypothetically, if he was on the face of the earth walking at this point in time and these cartoons came up, whether it came out first time in 2006 in Denmark or whenever else, how would my and your beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have responded? What would he have said? So there are incidents in the books of hadith and in the books of history where there were these elements from time to time who attempted to do this, and the response of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is that one, for example, of an enemy, probably there was a Jew, his name was Ka'b ibn Ashraf. So he was sorted out. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent somebody to sort him out. And there are one or two other incidents also mentioned. So that was one aspect of the response. But this was also not so much because this was an attack on him that he was taking revenge. No, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't do that. This was because these people were continuously harming the cause of Islam. When they were speaking bad about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were also speaking bad about Islam, about the Muslims. And this was causing a great amount of pain as well as it was causing negativity. So therefore, this kind of element, this cancer, had to be removed. So cancer, you normally remove it. So that was the one thing. Then besides that, we find, my respected friends and brothers, there were other incidents where Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam manifested his most beautiful aspect of his character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The highest pedestal of his character was shown. So that is the first thing. What was his response? So there are lots of incidents mentioned in the books of hadith, very beautiful, that shows his, you know, his dignity and his tolerance and his forgiving nature to these people here. Why these things happen? One is people got a genuine hate. They have a hate. There is nothing you can do about it. The others were ignorant. They just don't know what's happening. They just do it. And these ignorant ones are the ones that when they decide to get curious and when they go do research, then we find so many incidents that they became the greatest ashiqeen Rasul, the greatest lovers of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there are those who just need to follow some group, you know. They have to identify with some body or some political group or some nation or some religion just for the sake of. So just to give support there. They also, when they come to their senses, they just realize what a futile activity they were involved in. So that is what we are saying, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have responded in all these different cases. Those that were the hate mongers, who were trying to create division, those who were trying to undermine the Muslimin, those who were doing it out of ignorance, and those who were just doing it because they were part of some group or under some, you know, some chieftain there or whatever it might be. Then the second thing is, now we come to ourselves. Not how we would have responded. We know how we would have responded, and we have showed how we respond in the past also. We know how, alhamdulillah, sometimes our Muslimin, they really responded in a manner that people say, you don't mess around with these people here. Right? But how will we respond if somebody abuses us? And that is the topic on which we will conclude. Because that is what we learn from the Sunnah in the Seerah. How would my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have responded? And from time to time, we also find ourselves being attacked, abused, falsely, you know, accused, and undermined, or humiliated. And the reasons are also similar. Sometimes somebody just don't like us, just hate us. Maybe from alami arwah, you know, from the days of the souls. They just never saw eye to eye. There, and here also, they're not seeing eye to eye. So that's the one thing. Then there are others who don't know better. There are others who are, what we can say, victims of wrong and false propaganda that makes them negative towards us. So it could be any of these things. So all these things also happens to us. And this is where we must ask ourselves that for the sake of, you know, maintaining good, harmonious relationship between ourselves and those around us, whether it's our families, whether our community, or whether the broader ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in whichever way it might be, it could be in a family circle, it could be something to do with a community, it got something to do with business, whatever it might be. So the same thing that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was subjected to, we also have to ask ourselves that how do we respond? So the ayat of the Quran, Allah says, "Idfa billati hiya ahsanus sayyi'ah." Repel that what is bad with that what is good. That is one. And there's another ayat. "Idfa billati hiya ahsan fa idha alladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawatun ka'annahu waliyyun hamim." That repel that what is bad with that what is good. And then the one with who there was an enmity and some problem between you and him, he will become like your very, very close bosom buddy, waliyun hamim, very, very close. So this is one of the miracles of the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why we say if he was here, and in his lifetime we see there are so many miraculous incidents. How the enemy came for him, and how he responded. They came with full of hatred in one group. They came with the full with vengeance for him, and they were just looking for some opportunity. You know that. People are sometimes waiting in a meeting or wherever they're waiting. We know, sort this guy out, we know, tell him what we need to. So they came with that kind of a mindset. But the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to them, one person says, "When I walked into this gathering, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were the most hated person to me. And now you are the most beloved to me." Subhanallah, in a few minutes, a matter of a few minutes. That is what we are supposed to inculcate. That we do not become, you know, so quickly affected. It affects a person's ego, it affects his self-esteem sometimes when he is wrongly or falsely or rightly or even wrongly told these things. So therefore, the Quran says, "Itfa billati hiya ahsan." This is for each one of us to point. Sometimes the wife can, oh, they can tell you some things, you don't know what to do, my brothers. Don't say anything. They didn't mean it. Or maybe they meant it. Or sometimes your business partner will say something. Or somebody else will say something. It will be so hard-hitting. It will be so hurtful. It will be sometimes not even called for. It is far from what you are. So repel bad with good. Repel oppression with justice. Repel cruelty with mercy. Repel anything that is ugly with beauty. That is itfa billati hiya ahsan. And that is what we must inculcate. Whenever we are faced with a situation, let this ayat come and let the picture of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam come in front of us. How would my Nabi have responded and acted under a situation that I am finding myself in and under? And in this way, my respected friends and brothers, we find that we will actually win that person over. Now, it doesn't mean that there wasn't situations. Look, jihad did come about where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now these people are troubling you, وَذِنَا لِلَّذِنَا يَقَاتَلُونَ بِإِنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا, that you have now been given permission to go and make jihad and qital. That was of a different situation, because now that was a command of Allah, that was for the greater good of Islam, and that's a different discussion. But even on the battlefield, what is the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the battlefield? He said, don't attack the women, don't attack the children, don't attack the places of worship, and don't attack those people that are associated to the places of worship. Look at the West today when they go and when they attack our places. We hear of rape and torture and persecution and destruction and bombing of all our places of worship. That was not the way of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So on the battlefield also, he said, don't do that. In fact, if you overpower your enemy, if you have to eliminate him, eliminate him, because that's what battlefield is about. It's either you, it's either him. But do not mutilate him. Be beautiful about that also. Do it in such a manner. Now lastly, my respected friends and brothers, on which we conclude, that when we are faced with the situation, then when our ego is hurt and our pride is hurt, like I said, we are all insan and human being. And now we say, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam acted like that. Maulana said like that in the bayan, itfa billati hiya ahsan. And shaitan will come. That's why immediately after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Shaitan will come and say, hey, don't let us get away with it. You know what, this fellow always is doing that. And what does he think of himself? And whatever, and he'll start making you're not a weakling, man. So, Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazati shayatin. Allah Ta'ala taught this dua to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not there in the Quran just to inform us, but for us to put into practice. So whatever situation we find ourselves in. One day this person came to tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, a whole lot of nonsense. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was trained by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He listened. He says, you know what? If what you are telling me about myself, all those bad things, if it is in me, then I ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive me. And if it is not in me, and you're just telling me, then I ask Allah to forgive you. Now what tolerance, what endurance, you know, what beauty in the character of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah Ta'ala says, watch out, that Shaitan is going to come and he's going to tell you this. Rabbi, so make dua. Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazati shayateen wa a'udhu bika rabbi an yahdurun. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from you that you keep Shaitan away from, you know, presenting himself. He's all the time looking for an opportunity, wherever it might be, in the house, eating time, even when a person's having relationship with the wife, he's trying to do his thing there also. So everywhere Shaitan is trying to present himself. That's why all the time we seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the opportunity of inculcating such beautiful character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if anybody wants to humiliate him or try to, they won't get it right. They'll say, these are the followers of that prophet. If this is how they are, then how must their leader be? وَمَا عَلَىٰ إِلَّا الْبَلَغْ. Thank you.